So happy. Finally, I have time to do YouTube videos. I saw this from Straits Times. Very interesting article. Aha, this one. Many Singaporeans aspire to eventually buy private homes despite of money pressure. Don't pressure. Very easy one. Today, I'm going to teach you step by step how you can start with $1 million budget to up to your aspiration of $3 million budget. And what can you buy? Resale, new launch, landed, everything touched lah. Huh? And not bad, huh? 73% of Singaporeans, they want to buy 1 million to 3 million dream homes. This survey is by ERA. I'm so happy for so many of you who wants to upgrade or buy your first private property. And I am more than happy to help you and see you achieve 3 la, 5 la, $10 million private property. And in this video, I'll be touching for $1 million to $3 million. What can you buy? New launch, resale, la, landed property, all touch la, huh? I know what you are thinking now, huh? 3 million can buy landed mac. Everything also can. It all depends on area and the condition of the place, lor. Maybe inside got ghost, lor. Don't worry la, this video don't have jump scare like the previous one. And let me share with you how I started my journey. I bought my first property in 2010. At the age of 26, a 2-bed 2-bath at Leonie Orchard area for 1.6 million. And I remember that was together with my two more friends, and my shares is only 1/3 share lah. So the property 1.6 million, so my share is about 500 over 1,000 property. And recently, I have many of my 1-to-1 members at the same age, they can buy a 1.2 or $1.3 million budget, which is impressive, man. Then 3 years later, when I was 29, in 2013, which is at the highest peak, I sold my Orchard condo and I bought a penthouse under my wife's name, which is Bartley Rich Penthouse. About, wow, hey, how much?
1.75.
Okay, about 1.75 million. So from 1.6 million for the first property, as I say, it's a 1/3 share. Then after I bought a 1.75 million fully under my wife's name. So the breakthrough comes when I turned 33 years old, which is 2017. I bought a baller, gan, a $5 million semi-D in core region, which is this one. In these many years, I have bought like 13 properties, bought a few industrial properties, commercial properties, but I make the most through residential, condo, and landed properties lah. So everyone starts somewhere. So for this video, I'll be touching 4 tiers. So what can you buy with 1 million, 1.5 million, 2.3 million, and finally, your dream home at 3 million. Initially, I will do 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. But I realized there's a lot of sweet spot. People like those like 1.5, 1.7 million. That's the reason I do 1, 1.5, 2.3, 3 million. Are you ready? You're going to start the slowest entry and what you can buy at $1 million. Now let's look at money first. To buy a $1 million property, assuming you can take max loan, which is 75% loan, the down payment inclusive of stamp duty, legal fees, the formula is 28%. It means that you need 280,000 cash and CPF. If you have this money, you have more than enough to buy a $1 million property with maximum loan. Simple, right? Okay, now let's jump into what can you buy. Okay.
I think you can put in.
Let's say hi everyone, okay? Then you go. Hi everyone, boom boom here. Let's say hi. One more look at screen. Everyone, do subscribe to the video, my YouTube channel, so that Bom Bom can wish you hua hua lo. Okay. I'll be sharing some of the money installment. If you're going to buy this budget, what's the money installment? Buy this budget, what's your installment? So for easy calculations, let's stick to if you are 45 years old and below, your money installment based on 30 years is $3,060. Yes, you heard it correctly. If you're 45 years old, Eric the Hua Kui can help you get 30 years loan tenor. Yes, so at 30 years, your money installment is $3,060. And there are two reasons you buy a property. Number one, you buy for own stay. And number two, you can buy for investment. So if you buy for own stay, remember, you just need to handle and manage your monthly installment. If you're going to buy for stay, you need to fork out $3,060 every month. Let's assume your income is more than $6,800 per month, which is the CPF cap. You should have $1,300 CPF contribution towards your OA, which can use it to pay for your monthly installment. So after $1,300, that means you are paying about $1,760 per month. So to manage that, if you continue to work every month, you just need to fork out $1,800. But for investment, the good news to you, because I can help you take 30 years loan at $3,060, is easily covered by renter. I can show you shortly and see whether is it true today? For people who are new to my video, there are only three areas in Singapore, OCR outside, City Fringe, which is the middle part. Then after that, you have the core region. For condos, less risk, least risk, zero risk, just buy OCR or the max to City Fringe. That's it. Anyway, I'm not going to touch core region or core properties for this video. Let's focus City Fringe and OCR. So now, what can you buy at 1 million? Let's talk about new launch. Can you buy $1 million new launch in City Fringe today? I don't think so. So now I have a question. Can you even buy 1 million in OCR new launch or not? Quickly, I suddenly thought of this new launch, which is launched like last year, which is one of my approved condo, which is Lentor Hills Residences. Okay, Lentor Hills. I didn't share with you Lentor Mansion, the most recent launch, because this one don't have one bidder. So I show you this one, the project just beside, it has one bidder, but it was launched last year. Okay, it was launched July 2023, last year. And the cheapest price goes to one bidder, you see? 950, it's about 1 million . So yes, you can buy one bidder in OCR at 1 million. But if you buy resale, the good news to you, at the same budget, you can buy one size bigger. So instead of one bed, one bath, you can consider a two bed, two bath in OCR. Wow, 1 million, two bed, two bath. Wow, this one quite hard to buy now. But never mind, let me see. I think, okay, hopefully I'm right. Okay, near 1.03 million, 1.06 million. You can see the price starts to go up, because this is the entry level of a two bed, two bath in Singapore. So this is a 2-bed 2-bath, which is a 6-year-old condo. And all these properties that I shared here are all near MRT station. Can walk one, can walk, can crawl, don't need to fly, don't need to zip line, can straight away walk to MRT station one. So you have learned the first thing. With the same budget, you can buy a 1-bedder new launch or a resale which is one size bigger in the same area, which is a 2-bed 2-bath. Or instead of brand new 1-bedder at Lentor, you can get a 1-bedder in a better area in City Fringe. Okay, City Fringe. Okay, let's use this example. I'm going to try this one. This is a 7-year-old condo. Wow, you see, I quite pro, right? You see, 1-bedder, 1 million, 968, 965. Still got people, 1 million, 1.04. Now let's look at renter. As I say, if you buy these properties for investment, those resale properties, either the 2-bed 2-bath OCR condo or the 1-bedder City Fringe condo, if you rent out, as I say, it will fully cover your monthly installment. Let's see whether I'm right. Now let's look at the 2-bed 2-bath renter first. So we have like 2-bedder 3-1, 3K, 3-2, 3-2, 3-3. So cover lah, your money installment 3060 only. So if you are not working, you have no CPF to pay for your money installment, you need to pay 3060. So with the renter, let's say 3001 cover law. But for those people who are still working, as I say, you have $1,300 to pay for your money installment. So you only net, you need to pay out about 1,008. So if you rent out 3003, it means you can take back 1,005 every month. Then of course, you want to tell me, oh, you want to minus or property tax. Minus also still have balance. Okay, now let's see whether City Fringe renter is around this renter rate or is it better? 1-bedder, 3-4. You can see, it's slightly better than City Fringe. Wow, 3-9, maybe it's very high floor. So in summary, both are near MRT. A resale OCR 2-2 or resale 1-bedder City Fringe. The renter is City Fringe, for this case, is better than OCR. But again, how about appreciation? Usually, the bigger size should make more. Let's do this in another video. So in summary, for $1 million property, you can buy a brand new launch, 1-bedder in OCR, or the same budget, you can go for 2-bed 2-bath in the same area, OCR, or a resale in a better area, 1-bedder City Fringe. Whatever you buy for investment, you can cover fully by renter. Now let's go for 1.5 million. So let's look at your money first. If you can get maximum loan 75%, which is 1.125 million, the down payment inclusive your stamp duty, legal fees, all in is 425,000 cash and CPF. So once you have 425, you have enough money to buy a $1.5 million property. And if you are less than 45 years old, likewise, I can do 30 years loan tenor for you. Meaning your money installment will be 4,006. You are correct. You hear carefully. Yes, I can do 30 years loan tenor for you, even if you are 45 years old. That's why your installment is only $4,600. So whatever you rent out, likewise, you can still cover based on today's rental market rate. So quickly, at 1.5 million, what can you buy? Now let's talk about new launch. Can you buy a 2-bed, 2-bath in OCR? Yes, Lentor mentioned, which is minus 3 years old lah. Okay, on day one, they launched March 2024. We have 2-bed, 2-bath size, 1.49 million, which is very close to 1.5 million. 1.5 million, very close lah, 1.5 million. Or you can buy a resale, but this time one size bigger, as I said before. One size bigger, we can find a 3-bed, 2-bath condo near MRT at, let's say, 1.5 million. Wow, I think we can go for... Walao, 5 years old, too expensive. Let's go for 7. Okay, let's try this one. Okay, this is an 8 years old condo. Hey, you see, not bad. The 990 is a 3-bed, 2-bath and is around 1.5 million today. Very good. We got it correct. And let's see what we can buy in City Fringe. 2-bed, 2-bath. 2-3 years old, about 1.6. Let's go for 6-7 years old. Should be 1.5. Ah, very close. 1.45, 1.42, 1.44. Not bad, right? Okay, now let's talk about rental income. Your monthly installment is 4,600. So can the rental cover? Let's go back to the 8-year-old 3-bed 2-bath rental first. 900 to 1,000 square feet. Okay, so we have 4,001 plus 4,002. So let's fix the rental at 4,000. You need to negative cash flow $600 lah. But as I say, if your income is more than 6,800, your CPI contribution towards your OA every month, you have 1,003, then will be positive law. Like that also want me to calculate for you. If you are working, very simple one. If let's say your renter is 4K and you are working, you got 1,003, right? 1,003 add to 4K, you got 5,003 ma. Then you minus your installment 4,006. You'll get 700 lor. Then you minus all the uabola. Still got positive lah. And now let's look at the 2-bed 2-bath City Fringe renter. 4542. Wow, 6-5. Landlord is Hua Kui and the tenant is Cai Tao lah. And maybe this one is located high floor, like 120 floor. Again, your money is normally 4,006. Let's fix this at 4,003, negative 300 lah. So, but if you are working, you got 1,003. So, 4,003 plus 1,003 equals to 5,006 minus 4,006. Every month, you got $1,000 or minus this and that. You still got about $500-$600. I just touched what can you buy for 1 million, 1.5. It took out like 20 minutes already. I think for the 2.3 million and the 3 million, we'll do it for the next video. I hope you have learned something today and see you in my next video.